Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Tamika. I'm trying to call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for car insurance. Purpose time I assist you today.
Okay, I was calling about my unemployment. I had reported over the amount of my weekly, and it was from my unemployment. I mean, it was from my job that I worked in May. So I won't get it. So I think it kicked me out the system. So they told me I need to start over.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
421-920-347.
Okay, may I have your name?
Sunny Evans.
And your date of birth?
11-16-58.
And your mother's maiden name?
Smith.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
4476386.
Okay. So your pin is 2468. And what's your preferred language?
Hold on just a second. It just seemed like a muffle. I can't hardly understand.
Okay. So your pin number is 2468.
2468. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you understand?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes.
And have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim, yes or no?
No.
And what was the reason that you have not worked, the reason for the break?
I was unemployed with the last job I had. I'm seeking employment, though.
So the reason that you have not worked is because...
lost a job.
You haven't found work yet?
No, ma'am.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
Only unemployment compensation.
So TAA benefits is if you was employed with a job and they move overseas.
Oh, no.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's the telephone number for you?
What is the what?
A good telephone number for you?
256-499-3706.
And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And what is your race?
Black.
And Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
How many years of college?
4.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, and what is your address?
1112 Wynn Court, Anniston, Alabama, 36207.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address, yes or no?
Yes.
And what's your occupation?
Substitute teacher.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Can you repeat it?
Are you in a union at work?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And are you available for and seeking work in Alabama, yes or no?
Yes.
And you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st, 2024, yes or no?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
You said no?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which you prefer?
Direct deposit.
We'll be checking or savings.
Checking.
And what's the routing number?
That's what I was looking for. I didn't know whether you could get it from the... Oh, I got it on this paper.
Okay. And your account number? 0008336899. And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay? For any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving, I'm sorry, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate. and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties, do you understand?
Yes.
So it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. What kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 1997 Nissan Pathfinder? Educational affiliation, emergency, taxi, vanity, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I don't have that vehicle anymore.
Which of the following personal license have you ever held? Occupational therapist, pediatrics, pharmacy technician, social work examiner, or none of the above?
Social work.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1211 Robin Street, 14035 Lottie Avenue, 341 Holland Street, 5224 First Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated with the address.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Forest Lake Estates, MDS 36, RMC, Woodmaster of Plainwell, or none of the above?
RMC.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Hadco Supply, NE Alabama Rich Medium, Pressure Pump Supply, Price Super Blue Technology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And you hereby file in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Can you repeat that?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
I am filing.
Then you're filing a claim. Okay. And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
And you and you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
I agree.
So the following is correct. The telephone numbers are very important, and it normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim with your dependents also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center, and your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly certification. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim, and found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file to complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And whether filed online or by phone, you'll need to remember your PIN number, additional instructions, and your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Accessors to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call an inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim, and you may not list the same employee more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, this concludes your claim today, your transaction ID number. And this number is to verify to complete your claim, okay?
Okay.
So it's going to be 4899.
Hold on 1 second. Yes, okay. Okay.
So it's 4899
4899
2205. Yes. Okay.
Okay,
is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That'll be it.
All right, thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.